I have a guest who, I guess, we have a relationship, you know, at work, because I've been privileged to have a few interns at Dragon Digital Radio. And Amy, my guest today, she is the person who actually makes all of that happen. And we're going to talk about internships. We're going to talk about co-ops. I was an intern when I was a student. I really, really appreciate the everything that internships bring, you know, the experience that they give you, and just the relationships that you can form through there and everything else. And we're going to talk about all of that. We're also going to talk about how COVID has affected them and how that has changed maybe the market a little bit. We're going to give you tips on how to apply for an internship, where to find them. And, you know, we can maybe even talk a little bit about, you know, that process of interviewing online instead of in person. So we're going to really dive into a lot of great information today with Amy. As I said, Amy Crawford, she is the Assistant Director of Internships and Cooperative Education. Amy, welcome this morning. And I really want to open our conversation just by getting to know you a little bit before we dive into all that great information we have for all of our community and their students today. I just want to get to know Amy a little bit. I don't think that, you know, in all these years that we've worked together, we've had an opportunity to really share. So welcome.
Great. Very nice to be here. Thanks for having me, Chris. I always like to promote the internship and co-op program. A little bit about me. I've been working at HCC since 2014. I started out as the career assistant, helping students with resume writing and mock interviews. But then I transitioned into the internship co-op area of the department. And now I'm responsible for helping students, you know, find internships, co-ops, and I manage the new on-campus internship program, which is something we're really excited about. So I love working for HCC. Previously, I worked for University of Baltimore and their career center. I'm part of the career team at HCC. We love working with each other, and our goal is to help connect students to employment opportunities. So, so I love the career development field. It's something I've been passionate about ever since I went to grad school to study counseling. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do when I was in college. I was lost. I went to my career development center at my college and met with a career counselor. And then I was like, wow, you know what? I think I'd really like to do what she does. So, sorry for the barking dog in the background. We're at home, right? We're all working from home. So anyway, meeting with that career counselor when I was in college sparked my interest in the career development field. And so I've been in it for quite a while.
Did you, when you were a student, did you actually get the opportunity to take an internship? Was this something that you had a personal experience with that it enriched your career life, your student life?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because when I wasn't quite sure what my career plans were, I did an internship in a bank and spent the summer working with bonds. And I decided that was not for me. So that's one of the that's one of the valuable things about internship. It can rule out what you don't want to do. I knew for sure the banking industry was not for me. And when I was in grad school, I landed up doing two internships that really gave me experience for my resume and helped me transition to my first job.
And I love that you said that. And I love that that's actually part of your experience, because I agree. You know, sometimes we have this idea. I think the hardest part of college is figuring out exactly what it is that you want to do. Quite honestly. Yeah. You know, I kind of knew what I wanted to do. I always had an incline for communications and the arts, and those kind of things really spoke to me. So I knew that I wanted to do something related to that, but I didn't know exactly where I wanted to land. And through experiences like internships and volunteering experiences, you know, I kind of like just was going into places that I thought maybe called my attention. And so I went and experienced that, and I did that. And I continued to discover, I really enjoy doing this. You know, like I would go maybe to like I apologize, that's my phone and it's connected to my computer. But I would go to, you know, just different places, different organizations. I had the opportunity to intern at a TV station, both commercial and then a small TV station in, and that was actually through HEC, through you, Amy, I don't know if you remember, through, I forget the name of the organization right now, but it's an assisted living center. And so I had the experience of both, you know, commercial and a small station that really dedicated itself to a community. And I have to say, I fell in love with that idea that I could interact with the people who were actually watching the things that I was doing. I could interact with the people who were going to consume the products. I could really get to learn what their needs were and what they wanted to see and what they wanted to hear, and then build a programming based on that. So that, you know, really through that internship that I did, I realized that even though probably my first experiences with television and radio were commercial, right, and I thought that's where I want to go, I ended up realizing that that's not what I wanted to do. That what I wanted to do was to serve the community, you know, through communications, through productions, just really connect with that community and serve that community. So I found a lot of value in that internship, and it opened up, you know, it just allowed me to get to know myself a little bit better and what I really wanted to do with my career.
Oh yeah. I mean, and usually at a smaller company too, you're able to do more and wear more hats than sometimes you're pigeonholed in a certain capacity at a larger company. So absolutely. I have a funny story. When I was in graduate school, my first internship was at Jewish Vocational Service. And then my second internship was at Catholic Charities. And I always laugh about, you know, I had a wide range of clients and got the experience that I needed to enter the field.
And that's beautiful. That's the other thing about it, you know, usually when we find a job, we stay in the job for a long period of time. Internships are short. And so, right, as you said, you can really, you know, go and test, you know, different things and be in completely different spectrums of the sphere in the workplace, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, nonprofit. There's actually
there's a new concept. There's a new concept right now called micro internships. It's come onto the field since COVID, really. It's sort of launched. Micro internships are shorter term project based experiences. It might not be for the full semester like an internship would be. And so that's something that we're trying to get going on HTC's campus, having virtual micro internships. And there's another company, a national company called ParkerDewey.com that has short-term project-based experience. It's all students are eligible to apply for, including HCC students. There are no fees for that. So, you know, that's something new, really, because many companies had to make their internships virtual, or some had to eliminate internships altogether. And then they thought, well, we still want to bring students on, so let's do something that's a little bit shorter term.
Right, absolutely. So let's, you know, there's so many things that you just said there that I want to dive into, but let's start at the beginning. Let's, you know, for those who might maybe are not familiar, right?
Right.
What is an internship? Like, what is that?
Right. An internship is a form of experiential education that allows you to apply what you've been learning in your classes, the theory and practical skills you're learning, in a work setting. So internships at HTC are usually, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 hours per week. And some are paid, some are non-paid, although there has been a trend lately for internships to be paid, which is good, right, over the past few years. And then when we refer to a co-op, that's an internship for academic credit. And that is something that is possible for HTC students to do. And there are certain courses at HCC that are linked to the internship program.
So let's differentiate that a little bit better. So a co-op, then you're actually earning credit for that, but when you're doing an internship, you're not earning credit?
Right.
So how do we understand that and differentiate that?
Oh, okay. All right. So an internship, when we say internship, it's usually not for academic credit. And when we say co-op, that's what it is for academic credit. So, and you have the option to earn 1 to 4 credits at HCC. And you also have the chance to do multiple internships for credit. So you could do 2 semesters worth as well. So, internship to differentiate it from just a job, an internship and a co-op, they both have measurable learning objectives of what you're going to be learning during the course of the internship. And these, when you do an internship for academic credit, we appoint a faculty advisor to oversee the internship, or the co-op. And so the faculty advisor helps the student develop these measurable learning objectives in conjunction with their workplace supervisor. So that's really what differentiates, you know, an internship co-op from just a regular job. You have some measurable learning objectives you're trying to obtain.
So when would it make sense to do a co-op and when would it make sense to do an internship for a student?
It really depends on your academic major and how many, some majors at HCC really don't have a lot of room in their schedule for an optional course, like a co-op. So sometimes students just do internships for the sake of gaining experience, getting that experience on their resume, and they're not worried about the credit aspect, you know, and both internships and co-ops are valuable. I mean, because you really, when you're in school, you want to take the time to apply the skills you've learned, be able to add those experiences to your resume to help you transition after you graduate.
I mean, usually when you go and apply for a job, the first thing that you see on there is you have to have this many years of experience, right?
Right.
And there's always been a joke like, so I should have been working on the field that I want to work when I was back in high school or right. something to be able to accommodate those years of experience, right?
Such a catch-22, right?
Right. So internships there facilitate to obtain some of that experience and to really, you know, build your resume as well, right?
And, you know, talking a little bit about resumes, that's something that we are available to help students with. And when I meet with a student to work on a resume to apply for internships, I always recommend that they put their course projects that they've done and certainly highlighting the skills they have, like those hard skills like Microsoft Office, Excel, Word, you know, technical equipment they know how to use, in addition to soft skills that they've learned.
And that's really important. That made a big difference for me because when I started looking for internships, I remember we had that meeting. I don't believe I met with you. I may believe it was somebody else at the time that I met with who worked in the internship department. But I had that interview and I brought my resume and I had some experience from Ecuador. I had taken some classes related to the field that I wanted to be in, right, to communications from Ecuador. I had classes I had taken from Ecuador, but I had very little experience here in the States, and I had nothing to really show for myself. I mean, at the time I was working at WIC, I also had experience working as a realtor. I mean, nothing related to communications right. or what I wanted to do, right, other than, like you just said, the classes that I had taken, the projects that I had done. And it was really, really eye-opening for me. And it was really important for me to have that meeting because I was not selling myself in a way, you know, to prospective employer that actually showed that I had any type of experience. I mean, if I just had my resume showing my work experience, I had nothing, you know, I really had right. nothing connected to where I wanted to do.
We talk a lot to students about transferable skills. What can you highlight from one job and promote it to the employer from one setting to the next? You know, customer service skills, problem solving, organizational skills, all of those things. Because that's a great thing about our students. A lot of them have had part-time jobs. They're working while they're going to school. And so there's some things that we can help them pull out and emphasize on their resume.
And it's really important to do that. It's really, mm-hmm. really important to know how to do that and to have an expert, you know, somebody like Amy, take a look at it and help you really, one, acknowledge that you have those skills, because many times we don't think, you know, we don't think of them as skills that we want to use and we want to put on a resume. We're like, well, that's just part of who I am, right? Well, that's what you need to show your prospective employer. That's what your prospective employer is looking for, and you just need to be able to show that on the resume. So I encourage everybody, you know, especially in this day and age, if you are part of HEC and you're looking for a job and you maybe lost a job when the pandemic started and you're trying to transition into a different career, or you find yourself just exploring the work, you know, and the environment and want to switch careers, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you are, have a meeting with Amy, have a meeting with somebody at the Career Center so that they can check your resume. And I was blown away with that meeting. Like, I thought I had a really, you know, on point kind of resume. And then when you guys looked at it, I developed a resume specific for internships, right? That allowed me to kind of transition in my career, because that resume showed the certain skills that were needed for the internship that I was applying for, right? Whereas if I was just looking for a different job, I would have probably stuck to my original resume that had all of my previous work experience. So it's important to even understand that, depending on where you want to go and depending on what it is that you're trying to do, your resume might, you might have two versions of your resume, one that you use for certain things and one that you use for other things. I learned so much in that meeting that I had.
I'm glad you say that, because, you know, we love working with students on their resumes, and it is a free service part of, and we do work with community members as well. So, you know, we try to stay on stay on top of what's current in resumes, even from like which fonts are popular. And the big thing right now in resumes, of course, is keywords and applicant tracking systems, getting your resume past the ATS so that you'll come up in the employer search. So we try to help students put those keywords for their desired field into the resume by analyzing job ads, internship ads. What are the skills, you know, the employer wants, and then making sure that those skills appear on your resume.
Really important to know all of that so that you can get past the algorithms of all those applications out there right now and actually get in front of the eyes of the people who can make a difference and who can make a decision that will open up the doors for your new career.
I can't say enough about, like you said, putting relevant course projects that you've had. Sometimes students don't, you know, and sometimes I've even met with nursing students that haven't put their clinicals on their resume. So, you know, having the clinical rotations, all the, you know, that your program has provided you with, definitely putting that on the resume as well.
It's really important to really understand how to better present ourselves in a resume and to have somebody look at it. So somebody who knows what to look for, it's key. So take advantage of that. So Amy, you know, COVID came. I mean, I think before COVID, it was pretty clear how things work. And, you know, if I wanted an internship or a job, I could just come up to your office. I could just walk in and have a conversation with somebody, right? Well, right now we're living in a virtual environment. Right. We're all home and things have changed a little bit.
Right.
So what are the ways in which students can find internships in this current environment?
You know, it's interesting, like the impact of COVID on the economy and employers having to do layoffs with businesses not doing as well, that's been, had a great impact on the job market. Of course, some employers had to cut back on the number of interns they brought on, and other employers decided to, hey, let's make this work. We're going to try to do virtual internships. So those are possible to do right now. You can search for virtual or remote internships for, you know, remote marketing internship. And so, I mean, and there probably are still employers offering in-person internships as well. But right now, for certainly for students who want to do internships for credit, for co-op, we're only allowing students to do virtual or remote internships due to, you know, liability issues. So there are a whole bunch of websites that I always recommend to students when looking for an internship. The number one website that I want to plug today is HCC Job Connection, which is our online job board for positions. And this is really like a gold mine for students and alumni to see local jobs that are, employers are posting. So you just have to register for free on HCC Job Connection. You can post your resume. That's optional. You don't need to post if you don't want to, but then you'll have the ability to search the jobs that have been listed by local employers and internships as well.
I just want to share my screen real quick. You have to have an HCC Job Connection account.
And if you search the college website, you'll land on this page. Job seekers can register by clicking that link. And then it gives you the steps. And there's a way for you to, like I said, upload your resume. And once you do that, you'll have access to the jobs. And these are jobs that are different from the jobs at the college. There's another link on the college website for, you know, to work at HCC through human resources. Those are posted, but these are with local companies. And then actually anybody could list positions. We've had employers from Chicago list positions trying to recruit CAD students. So, you know, anybody who wants to recruit our students can go to HCC Job Connection. My other places to apply would be, we always look on internships.com, indeed.com, LinkedIn has a whole job board as well. I can't say enough about LinkedIn in terms of, especially since we're in a virtual environment right now, for students to have that online presence. It's really important to have a LinkedIn account, even as a student. And in the tagline under your name, the headline, you can say what your major is and the types of things you're seeking, like communications major, seeking, you know, public relations internship, something like that. And we work with students on their LinkedIn profiles as well in career services. That's something that we can help with. But I always think of it as a partnership, definitely a partnership to come into career services and to work with me or Zaina Watson, our internship assistant. Like, we want you to succeed and we're gonna try to help, right? We're gonna try to identify employers that would be a good match for you, employers who have attended our job and internship fairs, employers that we have relationships with. But we're also going to look together, like on those websites I mentioned, indeed.com, internships.com, to help you find some opportunities. I wish I had a magic wand that I could just wave and say, you know, I can get you this internship at this company, but a lot of times the intern or the student needs to fill out the online application with the company, and, you know, there'll be a formal interview that he or she would prepare for. So definitely things the student needs to do to get ready, like brushing up on interviewing skills and having the best resume possible. And we're here to support every step of the way.
So, Amy, you know, I think it's pretty clear for the student's perspective, right? Why they should definitely look into doing an internship as part of their career and go out there and establish those relationships and get that experience. How about for employers, you know, people who might be listening right now and they have their own business and they've never considered bringing a student, they've always wanted somebody who's already a graduate. How does it benefit the employers to bring the students in to do internships and co-ops?
I think employers will find that students are really enthusiastic and eager, and they're going to bring energy to the organization, right? They have new ideas they want to try. We have an intern right now in career services, our career services ambassador, and she's creating a Canvas site for us. We haven't had one before. She's doing little videos on how to find a job, these little doodle videos, and we don't know how to do that at all. So, you know, I mean, she has ideas that give the student perspective to us of what will attract students to our office. And the same is true for other employers, right? They, relatively speaking, interns are low cost. you know, even a lower salary than a typical employee, shorter duration. I do think it's important for employers to be able to provide a good quality internship experience, you know, by providing mentoring and supervision. And, you know, these days it's very rare for an intern to be saddled with a lot of clerical work, because that's really not the point of the internship experience.
Absolutely. I try to have an intern every semester at the radio station. And as much as it is great for me, because, you know, I have certain projects that I already have in mind that I will assign to them, you know, like PSAs, creating PSAs, creating promos, things like that, that are important for a station to work. I love to hear from them, and I really try to incorporate their voice into their internship, you know, based on what it is that they like, what it is that that they aspire to do with their career. And I understand that not every employer is going to have that same flexibility that I am able to offer through the radio station. But I want them, you know, my goal as an employer when I have an intern is at the end of the internship, I want them to take something with them and say, I did this, I made this, something that they can take to another employer or somebody else and say, you know, I want to do this because I already have done something, right? I have this experience. You can listen to these pieces that I worked on. You can listen to this PSAs, this promos, this show, you know, that I put together. I know how to edit. I know how to do this. And I want them to take tangible things from their experience, from their time at the radio station that will move them forward in their career as they continue to move along. So, and
well, I know you've provided excellent internship opportunities for students. You're definitely, you know, very well acquainted with the process. And, you know, we've actually, you know, the radio station was one of our first departments to offer internships. And we've tried to expand that to other departments through the on-campus internship program, which is actually the virtual on-campus internship program right now. So confusing, right? But we have departments on campus, even now during COVID, that are trying to offer opportunities to students, depending on what their interests are, things that they can do remotely. And that's something we've been trying to grow. It started in, I believe, spring of 2019. And then, and it's grown over the last year and a half, but of course, with COVID, things have been, it's taken a little bit of a reduction, but we're still trying to find those virtual opportunities.
Absolutely. And, you know, the students, when, as you said, when they come in, they have energy, they have ideas, they are in tune with so many things that are happening, and they bring all of that fresh air, you know, with them.
Right.
And it's just wonderful. So as much as I try to enrich them, I know they bring so much to me, and they enrich me, you know, as their employer here at the station. So for students who might be watching, who might be listening, and they're like, you know what, I never considered an internship before, and I didn't think that they were going on right now because of COVID. Like, I didn't think that they were available anymore. What's that process like? What do they need to do in order to find and enroll in an internship?
The best thing to do is to call our office. We do have someone answering the phone. So it's 443-518-1340. And they can schedule an appointment with me or Zaina Watson, the internship assistant. We'll meet with them. The first thing we'll do is look at the resume, make sure that's ready to go. We'll talk about strategies for looking for an internship. One thing I forgot to mention earlier when I was speaking about LinkedIn was a lot of times we will, once the student creates a LinkedIn profile, we'll look up and see where are HCC alumni working. We can search, you know, you click on the HCC little icon there and we'll see all the alumni working in various companies. We can search by position title, or if we're looking for a specific company, we can pull it up that way. And that's a great way for students to connect to other people working in the field, and they have that connection of HCC. So they come in for what we call a co-op or internship intake appointment. They meet with me and Zaina Watson. We get them up and running, we look right then during the session, we look at possibilities online. And then the student will come back to us for return appointments to check in, and we can help, you know, motivate them and give them new ideas to point them in the right direction. So, Amy, and the other thing is, of course, we also, as we send, you know, as we're busy applying and sending out resumes, we also make sure that the student's preparing for interviewing, right? The next step, so that when they get that call, they're ready to have either a virtual interview or in-person interview. So we do a lot of mock interviews, practicing, typically ask questions for the field.
Let's talk about the virtual interview. I'm glad that you went there for a minute, because that's new.
Right.
I mean, we heard, you know, just during this interview today, my phone rang, right?
Right. my dog barked.
Your dog barked. I know that this wasn't something that people were seeing, but right before we went live, Amy had to change a couple different rooms around her house because there was too much light coming in, and there was too much brightness for our purposes this morning. So then, you know, sometimes technology doesn't work and your internet doesn't work, it glitches. There's so many things. So as we are preparing and as we are continuing to explore this virtual world and we continue to do interviewing online, what are some of the things that people should maybe think about when they're looking for an internship and they have that interview set up?
I think, like you said, the big thing, the background, where are you going to be, that it's a quiet spot. And it's hard. It's definitely challenging these days to find a spot with family members at home. And, you know, you just do your best. And I actually do feel that employers understand. You know, you see funny videos on YouTube or on the news with kids crawling over people and cats in the background. You know, we're all doing the best we can. But trying to find a quiet spot, looking at the camera of your laptop is important for that eye contact piece. Not having a busy background, being professionally dressed, even if it's from the waist up, right? They don't have to see if you're wearing shorts, but at least looking good from the waist up, and having a good microphone that so they can hear you as well.
I guess shoes are not required in this
environment.
Shoes
are not required. Oh, goodness.
One less thing to worry about when you're looking at your wardrobe.
Right. Well, you know, the nice thing about virtual interviews, you can have your resume, of course, in front of you. You can have some notes. These are my strengths. I'm going to be sure to mention these qualities. You know, you can sort of have your cheat sheet notes. And another thing I forgot to mention about virtual jobs, I mean, you can apply anywhere, right? We have a student right now in the co-op class who's doing a co-op for a production company in Los Angeles. Okay, so would that have happened during non-COVID times? Not necessarily, right? So he was able to apply for opportunities in California. And I think, you know, students are having a wider looking, you know, farther away from home for opportunities.
So there's, you know, and I love that you brought that up, because there are opportunities that have been created by COVID. You know, mm-hmm. We tend to concentrate on all the challenges, because there are many challenges and we can't look away from them, obviously. Right. But it is important to acknowledge things like what you just said, you know, that it has expanded the market. It has expanded the opportunities, because places that may be geographically far away and never even consider offering a virtual opportunity now have plenty of them, you know, open for students to take advantage of. So definitely, you know, take a look at the market. Definitely take a look and see about what's going on, because more and more, I think we're finding that there's flexibility and there's opportunity for growth farther away from our neighborhood.
Well, the other interesting thing is, I mean, since COVID too, employers are looking like crazy for social media interns. So, you know, if you have those skills to help promote the company and have a social media presence, there are a lot of opportunities. Same with a lot, you know, tech fields needing, you see a lot of opportunities for that as well.
Absolutely. Now, in the past, we've always had the internship fair.
Right.
And I'm just curious to know what's going to happen this semester. Are we going to have an internship fair? Is it going to be online? Should people start preparing for that and signing up for it?
You know, we're excited. We just finalized the plans for our fall 2020 job an internship fair. It's going to be a combined event this year instead of a separate job fair and a separate internship fair. We've combined that event, and the college has purchased a virtual recruiting platform called Premier Virtual, which will allow students to chat online with companies with a chat feature. Students will register in advance. Let me put the flyer up for this. Oops, now it's gone. Uh-oh. Sorry, Chris, maybe if you can find it. They'll have the chance to interview in chat. I'm sorry, they'll be able to chat with the recruiter. And if the recruiter is interested, then he or she will be able to invite them for like a video interview right then and there during the event. So using the employer's platform, either Zoom or Google Meet, whatever the employer chooses. So it'll be a 3-hour event on October 9th from 10 to 1. We just opened up registration to employers 2 days ago. We already have 8 people registered. We expect, you know, hopefully, you know, 80 to 100 companies to register. And here we go. Thanks so much for pulling that up. That's the flyer. Employers and students can go to howardcc.edu/job fair. And that's where employers can register for the event. And that's where students can register for the event. So no cost at all to the students or community members to attend. We're really excited. So we researched a whole bunch of platforms. We felt Premier Virtual was a good one for us.
So just so we can paint a better picture, because I must admit, you know, I'm a little apprehensive with the idea of going. I'm like, are a lot of people going to come and click at the same time? Am I going to see who is there? Like, am I going to see the other presenters? Can you just kind of like explain a little bit of logistically how this is going to work for both the employers and the students?
Well, we're going to have the employers divided by pathway, the same pathways that we have at HCC. And so that's the way that the companies will be organized. So it'll be easy for students, like in, you know, STEM, to click STEM, and they'll, you know, see the opportunities. And then each employer will have, it'll be like a square box on the platform with their company name. And when you click on it, you'll be able to see the company profile, their web address, and the available positions they have open, and the majors they're looking for, right? And whether those are part-time jobs, full-time jobs, or internships. And then, you know, so the student will have a chance to look at the companies that are coming. Actually, I think it's going to be the day before they can visit the platform and sort of plan their strategy. The employers won't be there during that preview, but then during the live event, they'll be able to click a button to say, I want to connect, you know, with this employer and chat with this recruiter through the chat function, answering some questions back and forth. But and then the recruiter might say, hey, would you like to share your resume with me? And they can click a button and the employer can see the resume. And then, like I said, they can do these one-on-one interviews, you know, in a breakout room where they'll have a chance to talk more in depth with the candidate. So we are excited. And the student, like I said, the day before will be able to preview who's coming.
So it sounds like it's going to be very, a very interesting weight of carrying it, right? But then also, you know, sometimes it's intimidating for students to come and talk to an employer. And chatting, you know, the option of chatting, not even having to see that person at first until maybe you warm up to it a little bit. I think that is also going to offer them a little bit of ease, maybe.
So
would you agree? You know,
even when we had live in-person job fairs, we would always help students know what to do when they approach a table, right? What do I say? So we always have students practice their self-introduction, or otherwise known as their elevator pitch, with their name, what they're studying at HCC, what they're looking for, and then maybe like a sentence or two about, you know, I've already had a little bit of work experience. For example, I've worked at Target in customer service, just to sort of hook the employer of wanting to talk to them more. So knowing how to do that virtual you know, you can do that virtually, you know, doing your elevator pitch, self-introduction to the employer to get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. And I personally think that a lot of students are going to find this interesting. And I think that they're going to really like that because they're used to chatting. They're used to interactions right. online, right? So well, I think
really
that
hoping for a great student turnout. We're going to promote this in classes and, of course, you know, across campus departments. It's all open to the community as well, just like our in-person job fair. So, you know, we hope that a lot of job seekers will attend.
And I'm glad that you said that, Amy. So just to clarify that, you don't need to be an HEC student in order to participate of this internship and job fair that HEC is putting together, correct?
That's right. It's open to the public, which is great for job seekers during this economy. I think, you know, the college is trying to do its part to help with employment needs in the community.
Absolutely. And for community members, because we've talked a lot about, you know, preparing, getting ready. Well, some community members might also want to, you know, take advantage of services like that and prepare and just understand how this virtual environment is going to work or things that they maybe need to take in consideration of, or maybe, you know, they've had one career and now they want to switch careers and they are just not sure how to approach it. It's been years since they last were job hunting. Can they take advantage of the services that HEC offers?
They can. I think that's a secret too in some ways. I mean, we try to broadcast it as much as possible, but we serve the community. We are a community college. So community members can come in and have a resume consultation with us. They can meet with us for job search appointments. They can use HCC Job Connection to see listings. We have people in the office. I specialize in internships. We have other people on staff that help with full-time job searches and career counseling. Community members can even seek career counseling services with taking advantage of our career assessments. For current students, there are no fees, but for community members, there are some nominal fees for the career assessments. So it's a great resource. When we tell students about our services, we always say, and don't forget, you can tell your families and neighbors all that they're welcome to use our services as well.
And how important that is right now in the market where a lot of people lost their job, a lot of people found themselves back in the market for a job. And like I said, I mean, there have been people who have had long careers that may not have brushed on their skills, you know, for job hunting in a long time. Plus everything else, plus the fact that it's virtual. How do I find a job? Where do I find a job? And then, you know, can I be, like you said, in my pajamas in my bed when I have this interview? Because that's usually when I talk to my family, I don't think about what I'm wearing. I don't think about my hair. I don't think about, you know, what's behind me because it's my family, right? We're used to using our computers in a familiar way, right? In a very relaxed way.
Right. Now it's the gateway to the professional world for sure.
So we need to treat it differently and we need to get ourselves accustomed to that idea and prepare for that. So it's important, you know, talk to Amy, talk to Zaina, talk to everybody at the Career Services Department at Howard Community College and see how they can help you in this time. Get ready for job hunting, get ready to go out and look for your career and take that next step. So Amy, where can they find more information? Where can they contact you guys?
Well, like I said, we do have someone answering the phones to schedule appointments and provide information. And that number is 443-518-1340. That's our main number. But another good starting spot is our webpage for career services. And that is www.howardcc.edu, the main college page. And then all you have to do is say /career. And you'll land on the Career Services webpage. And there are a whole bunch of resources on there, information about our career assessments. Oh, there it is. Great, thanks, Chris. If you scroll all the way down, right here at the bottom, we have where it says assess yourself, explore careers, gain support, get experience through internships, and then make career choices. We think of that as the career development process, right? It's always good to start at square one, assessing yourself, figuring out what skills do I have to offer, what are my interests, you know, what would be a good fit for me in terms of a career. And then we have a whole bunch of resources, if you scroll up a little bit more, to explore careers. Down a little bit more, where it says explore careers, we give you resources for researching careers. The college has something called Career Coach, which links HCC majors to careers. We also have a great program called Virtual Job Shadow, where students can watch short videos about what is it like to work in a certain career. There's information about what can I do with this major. So, and you can find out salary information and job outlook on sites like ONET, the Occupational Outlook Handbook. So we sort of try to set up our webpage as a great way to approach the career decision-making process, right? Starting with assess yourself, researching careers, moving on, the next tab says gaining support, meeting with one of us to help with a resume. We also offer personal counseling, of course, through our office, but there's the piece of where I come in and Zaina Watson getting experience through internships and co-ops. It'll show you additional links to those pages. And if you click make career choices at the bottom there, make career choices, that is where you can find the link to HCC Job Connection as another way of getting to that page where you can find out about local opportunities. Yep, so you'll just create your account. First time users have to create the account right there, and then they'll be able to log back in and fill out fields like what their major is, certain computer skills, what their job targets are, right? Because you might not be interested in sales, so you can choose not to put sales as a job target. You know, if you're a marketing major, you can put more like marketing research or whatever it is. But definitely check out our website as a way to find out more about career services.
Absolutely. And, like we were saying earlier, just have that conversation, just have that call. I know COVID came and changed things for a lot of us. And maybe you were looking, maybe you're not sure. Maybe you do have your job, but you're home and you're thinking, I want to switch careers. Maybe you lost your job and you don't want to go back to the same type of job that you had before, and you don't know, you're not sure exactly where you want to go with it. Maybe you are in a career that you love, but you want to advance that career. How do you do all of that? Have those conversations with somebody at Career Center at Howard Community College. Let them help you explore through internships, maybe it is time to go back to school and take certifications.
A lot of people are using this time to go back to school, and as they see ads and they might lack certain skill like their own, they're like, oh man, I better go get that training that I need. There's training through, of course, our workforce and continuing education division for short-term training. And people learn languages during this time, right? Say Rosetta Stone or whatever. I mean, everybody's going back to the books and using this time well to say, oh, how can I come out of this with additional skills during this time?
Classes that weren't offered before online are now being offered online. Things that you had to be there in person and maybe you didn't have the time because you had other commitments are now offered online, and you can do it at your own pace, at your own time in many cases, right? Depending on the option that it's offered for certain classes. So there is flexibility. There is opportunity within this environment that we're in right now. Take advantage of it. Have a conversation with Amy. Take a look at your career and your future, where you are today. Do you want to stay there? Do you want to move ahead? And, have them look at your resume, help you prepare for interviews and everything else that really comes with looking for a job. Amy, yeah, we're running out of time. Yeah. And is there anything else that you would like to add?
I was just going to say, we are fully functional right now in career services. I mean, we are offering appointments by Zoom. We can meet with students. We can call you on the phone. You can email us your resume. We're working all different ways to connect with students. But, we'll have several Zoom appointments a day with students, to meet with them one-on-one and discuss their career plans or internship plans. So
that's a good start right there. You can start on meeting online with somebody from the career services, and then they can, help you prepare for those other interviews, online interviews that you're going to have with employers, potential employers, to hopefully get that job that you might need, right? And, right. and move ahead in your career, maybe get that certification that you need. Maybe this is the time. Amy, thank you so much for this Thanks. Conversation. I really appreciate it. You guys really offer a wide variety of things that assist, you know, our students and our community at large. And I really do thank you for that. I think that in times like today, it's even more important than that before. I mean, it's always really important to have somebody to guide us and help us prepare so that we can go and present ourselves in the best possible way when we're looking for a new opportunity. But I think now more than ever, with everything else that we are dealing with, right, being virtual, being at home, and all of the other factors, it's even more important to have those conversations and take a look at where we are today, how we want to present ourselves, and hopefully land that internship, land that opportunity that we're looking for.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support, Chris. I know you're one of our career services fans. Thanks for helping us promote our services to students and the community. And I just want to end by, you know, saying we're definitely here to help. Don't reach out to us. Definitely reach out to us and we can work with you.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.